Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Is it 10 or is it late night?
Yeah. All these guys have a team of professional comedy writers who help them come up with that monologue each and every night. So it's up to you to determine if it is one of these jokes, which guest host probably told it, or is it a The Ted Smith original?
Correct. According to a new survey, 7% of people have dumped someone on Valentine's Day. 6% have done it shortly before. And the other 6% have done it right after. And if you're Taylor Swift, you've done all three.
Spade. D. Ted Smith.
Team of writers.
Yes, team of writers.
I'm a little worried about my team of writers. They're all full up on the cornbread.
And poppy seeds. It's probably in there in a heroin buzz right now.
I've never heard more people talk about cornbread than said the last hour here, because everyone up here is now eating some of the cornbread. It's just like cornbread madness.
Yeah, I heard one of my writers warn somebody out there, like, you're hovering.
Just do it.
If you're looking for a way to not spend a lot of money this Valentine's Day, here's what I do. Just hand your wife a single rose and say, this means you get to stay.
Seth Meyers.
David Spade.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Valentine's Day, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Just what I do is I'll just hand your wife a single rose and say, this means you get to stay.
Got to do those bachelor jokes.
Yeah, got to get them in.
Should have known that.
I know. I thought the same thing.
A woman who's been married 38 years gifted her husband her kidney for Valentine's Day. Here's the sad part. He didn't need one.
Seth Meyers.
David Spade.
Conan!
Tanner. A woman who's been married 38 years gifted her husband her kidney for Valentine's Day. Isn't that great? Here's the sad part. He didn't need one.
I don't know if you guys have seen this one going around, but a photo of two mice fighting on a subway platform just won a big photography award. The photo became so popular, they're going to turn it into a movie called Stuart Little, Fight Club Edition.
Ted Smith.
Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
This is going viral. A photo of two mice fighting on a subway platform just won a big photography award. The photo is so popular, they're going to turn it into a movie called Stuart Little, Fight Club Edition.
Maybe I should run mice fights.
Why not? You in for the mice fight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's favored. Someone posted a video on TikTok on Tuesday from Wendy's in Michigan, where it showed a guy taking a bubble bath in the kitchen sink. And now everyone who was working at the time has been fired. Why does Wendy's have to be so square?
D. Ted Smith.
I didn't know.
Because it's a square Wendy's joke.
I bring it up too often, don't I?
Yeah.
Damn it. Did you ever believe it was horse?
Horse meat?
No. Somebody told me that. My brother told me that as a child, and I think I believed it till I was about 17.
That square
simply
meat
because,
comes
yes.
from horses.
All right. Mm-hmm. Damn. According to a new study, dairy cows experience a phase in their development that's similar to puberty. Said teenage cows. Woo!
David Spade.
David Spade.
Seth Meyers.
According to a new study, dairy cows experience a phase in their development that is similar to puberty. Said teenage cows, moo!
It's hard to make your voice crack when you're not trying to.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why when your voice cracks, it sucks.
That is an embarrassing time to be alive.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, it's embarrassing.
It happens quick.
It does. And you know, you're so happy once your voice changes.
Yeah.
But
see, when it's cracking, not in a good way, you feel weird.
Mm-hmm. But it does. Like, you call somebody that you haven't talked to since the summer or whatever, like, this is not Miles.
Because you don't realize it's changed.
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't, I mean.
The only way I knew is people stopped saying, is this Mrs. Smith?
Oh, I used to get that, man. I remember the worst, I don't know, I'm like 10, 11 years old. And, you know, back in the day, you have the landline phone. You answer the phone, and there's a protocol you follow. They call for my mom, so of course you say, she's not here right now, could I take a message? Because God forbid we have voicemail back then. And it's some long, detailed, important thing, but I get all the stuff, the guy has me read it back to her. So at the end of the phone call, I say something to the effect, like, is there anything else? And the guy goes, no, but thank you very much. And listen, you know, when I do talk to your mom, I want to let her know. And he was being complimentary, but it was something like, you know, what a wonderful, detailed young daughter she has. But I'm like, I'm a guy. He's like, oh, I'm really sorry, man. I'm like, yeah, it's just, that weighed on me, man. That weighed on me.
It's embarrassing.
And they ask your mom, do I sound like a girl on the phone? She's like, no, no.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Who broke it and what did they break? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Joe, is it true that you're calling us from Biloxi, Mississippi?
Not anymore. I'm over in Texas. I'm your blind caller. Signs the name blind in Texas.
Oh, nice, nice. So it's beautiful there all the time.
Same old day.
Well, not all the time. It's cold and rainy right now, so.
Okay, all right. So what?
But, once upon a time, before I lost my vision, I used to be a computer repair technician. And had a guy bring a computer in. He claimed to be a Microsoft certified engineer. And he said he couldn't get the computer working. So I took the computer back, put it on my bench, plugged it in, and the computer caught fire.
Oh, okay. Dang.
All right.
So after my boss came back, asked me, you know, what the HE double hockey sticks is going on. Told him, said, man, I just plugged it in and it smoked. And we took a look at it and come to find out the guy who had the MCSE certification put the wrong screw in the wrong place and caused the motherboard to short out.
So it wasn't your fault. There was nothing that could be done.
It wasn't my fault. If I had done a little bit more, you know, I assumed he knew what he was doing because he had the MCSE, but that was my mistake.
Yeah, okay. No, I mean, look, man, if I go to the hospital, I'm going to have surgery. I cannot confirm that the guy wearing the face mask is actually my surgeon, but I assume that he is. So if the guy says I'm certified of this, I don't assume that he screwed something in the wrong place. That's fair.
Well, we can no longer assume that, though, Thrill.
Well, yeah, I guess not after one computer burst into flames.
What? Let me ask you, how long ago did you lose your vision?
This has been progressive. I've never had night vision, stopped driving in 2000 after running over a pedestrian.
Wait, let's rewind here for a minute on the storytelling. You ran over somebody. Okay. What happened there? What happened there?
At the time I was living in Jacksonville, Florida. That was the year that the Nebraska Cornhuskers were playing the Florida Gators in the Fiesta Bowl.
Okay.
All right.
And it was nighttime. And again, I didn't have night vision, but I was trying to get high. I left early and had a slew of events that happened that kept me late. So I took the right hand turn and thought I clipped the curb. And come to find out, I knocked a lady down with the front bumper of my Jeep and ran over both of her legs with my passenger tires.
Jeez, How old was she?
I don't know. I mean, we're talking, like I said, 2000, so 20 years ago. But in my defense, like I said, I was a Nebraska Cornhusker fan, or I am a Nebraska Cornhusker fan. She was wearing a Florida Gators jacket.
Oh,
doing my just diligence.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Okay. See, I feel like that'd work against you in court. You know, like,
actually,
you know what I mean? Like, hey, man, I'm just saying, if you hit a like-minded fan, they know it's an accident. If I run over a Patriots fan, who knows?
Well, Thrill, here's the ironic part. In the state of Florida, they had this mandatory law that states that if somebody's taken away in an ambulance due to a motor vehicle accident, then you go to a mandatory driving school. Those points do not assess against your license. The only way it shows up to your insurance is if somebody files a claim against you, and you get five of them in your lifetime. So I had four more people I could have taken out.
Okay.
Only Florida.
So did they?
Hey, don't worry about hitting that person, man.
Is that when they got rid of your license at that point?
No, they didn't get rid of it. I chose to stop driving because, you know, I mean, look, fortunately, the woman was able to get up and walk into the ambulance. You know, so she survived, but I didn't want to leave somebody with, you know, without a parent, without a child.
Okay, right.
I did, you know, I myself didn't want to die. So I figured it was just safer for all humankind.
I think it is. It was so, okay.
Yes, now that you can't see, I think you made the right decision.
Do you have any vision at all?
I see shadows.
Okay, you can. All right. And can you still work?
I see dead people.
No, I've been on disability for some time now.
Okay. What is the hardest adjustment for you so far?
Getting around.
How about Uber? Hasn't that been a welcome change? I mean, I realize it's Uber, but at the same point in time, has it helped?
The city, I live in a rural area of Livingston, and the population of the town is 5,000. They don't have Uber.
How do you get around in a town that small? Because you're right, somewhere that small, Uber's not showing up.
I've got an awesome neighbor. He takes me into town once a month. I get my groceries.
That's what he tells you.
If you had a,
you should be happy. You haven't had to watch the Cornhuskers lately. It's been a bad decade. Oh,
damn.
If you,
it's been rough since I was born retired. I'm a quiet Husker fan.
Okay. If you had a meeting of all the blind people in Livingston, Texas, would you be the only person to show up?
Be honest, I couldn't tell you because I can't see anybody else.
Okay, right, yeah, that's fair.
Is anybody here?
I can't see anyone. Well, good times.
Man, oh man.
Okay. All right.
Ran over a person. Okay.
Both her legs.
So I stopped driving. That's a good choice.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network. Broke those.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Good to see everybody out here. You know, it's always this time of year when Miles comes into the office and he won't stop talking about Valentine's Day and how much he loves it. What's he going to do?
Guilty.
Right? And he's always like, Ted, do you have plans? I'm like, no, I'm single. You know that. Still single, ladies. You know, and it's just like,
they know.
Yeah. Right.
But you're just all about it, which I you know what? I appreciate it.
I go in 100%.
Did you decorate this year? The lights and everything?
Yeah.
Valentine's Day bush?
The bush is decorated.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I did a little of that this morning.
Did you do that yourself?
Yeah, I did. I shaped it into a heart.
Wow.
And a little red dye. I do it every year.
So, first of all,
what?
Some funny things for Valentine's Day. I like Boston Market. I like ribs. I don't know why this just seems funny to me, but Boston Market is selling bouquets of baby back ribs.
Damn.
Yes.
Big Shirley's going to be happy this
year. How could you not be happy with a bouquet of ribs? $30,
you get 12 ribs wrapped up like a bouquet.
All right.
I don't know. It just feels odd.
Because I feel like for most of us, when you think Valentine's Day, you're imagining a guy giving a woman something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why the idea of giving any woman in your life, I don't know, a bunch of ribs and calling it a Valentine's Day gift, to me, seems like a very bad
idea. If you have a girlfriend and she wants a bouquet of ribs for Valentine's
Day. Oh, she's a keeper.
Marry her.
Mm-hmm. Ow, you always say that.
Why? Marry her.
So she likes ribs.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm going to marry
on
her.
On Valentine's Day.
You should date somebody that likes that.
Yes.
Big
yes.
Shirley.
Big Shirley
she's
likes
for
ribs.
I am not buying ribs for a girl on Valentine's Day.
Big Shirley eat a bowl of beans during coitus.
Hungry girl?
Yeah. I mean, that is.
Damn.
And I mean, like, as much as I.
There's no maintenance on that.
Well, you got to have to clean her up. She's been eating ribs.
Yeah.
The sauce might sting a little, baby. But
also,
the
shower.
Like, barbecue is great, but there's nothing romantic about barbecue food. You know what I mean?
They're sucking on ribs.
It's her idea.
Yeah. All right. So, right, again, you can go to Boston Market and get her that bouquet of
ribs.
Just
find one.
Right. Now, here's some other ideas. You can go to Chick-fil-A. They got a Valentine's Day dinner. 30 nuggets in. 6 chocolate chunk cookies.
Jesus.
10 chicken minis. All served in heart-shaped tins.
Okay, how many people are going with you? Is this just for two people?
It's Big Shirley.
Yeah.
The woman who wants a bouquet of ribs, probably down with this
well,
too.
Well, in fairness, Chick-fil-A nuggets are smaller.
Right, so I mean, you get 15 nuggets apiece, you get 3 cookies, you get 5 chicken minis.
What's a chicken mini, like a little chicken slider? Is that what I'm guessing?
I'm not positive.
I don't know either. Okay.
Yeah.
Buy it for Valentine's Day.
See, I'd rather have a spicy chicken sandwich, but that's me.
Now, Hooters. Hooters is bringing back the Shred Your Ex promotion.
Okay,
That means if you destroy a photo of your ex, either in the restaurant or on their website, you'll get a coupon for 10 boneless wings when you buy 10 wings.
What if you're dating a woman, all right? She wants to go to Hooters. Right. She wants to take a picture of her ex in, destroy it, and go to Hooters for Valentine's Day. Are you in?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm okay. Totally cool with that.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
I'm getting some free chicken out of this.
Yeah.
And you're mad at your ex.
I think if you buy, like, whatever you buy.
I'd say, you know what, honey? The only thing boneless tonight are these wings.
We're going bone in tonight. You know what I'm saying?
I think you do.
God, that would be awful.
I bought you a bouquet of ribs.
I know.
And now I brought you to Hooters.
Right? Are you full on wings? Here's your ribs.
Give me some of that greasy butt tonight.
All right. Let's go over to Qdoba. The Qdoba for a kiss deal is back. When you buy one entree and then get one by sharing a kiss with someone on Valentine's Day. And if you're single, it still works because...
Who do you kiss?
Who do you... The waitress?
You can kiss your dog.
Oh, damn.
Wait a minute.
Or even a photo on your phone.
Oh.
Here's me kissing a photo on my phone.
Oh.
Just do me a favor. If you're going to use advantage of this deal and you're going to kiss a photo, don't make it anybody you've actually dated.
Don't go.
That's weird.
Don't go there.
Take a picture of the store manager and then kiss that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'd like to walk up somebody on the street and go, hey, man, can I kiss your dog so I can get some food at Qdoba?
Get that queso, though, man.
They're going to kick your ass.
I kiss my phone for the queso at Qdoba.
I kiss my phone for a giant bag of their chips.
Oh, man.
But whose picture are you kissing?
Can you just order a big bag of chips and take it out of there?
You can put like an old picture of Mariah Carey. Like, I know this is from 2000, but.
No.
Yeah.
I think I would kiss. Yeah, maybe. I was going to say Meghan Markle, but I like Harry.
Kiss Harry, then.
Yeah.
I'll pull a picture of a dolphin. Just kiss its blowhole.
I'll just kiss a picture of myself. I'm here for the deal.
I love me some meat.
I am beautiful.
All right, Mike, this one's going to hurt. Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Now, Olive Garden, I like what they're doing here. They say, look, you don't even got to come in. They've got a to-go thing, a to-go dinner for two. It's a three-course meal. Comes with super salad, dipping sauce for breadsticks, a shareable entree, and dessert. Yeah.
How much?
At 35.
That's not bad at all.
And you could grab a breadstick bouquet. Now, I will say this. I've known some ladies that enjoy a breadstick, and that's not a sex joke. The breadstick bouquet, I think you should really
buy. Probably about the same color.
More so than the ribs.
Yeah, I'm picturing me just handing this bouquet of ribs to some woman. Like, I don't think it's going to go well. But if I gave her a bouquet of breadsticks.
I like that you think about it.
Think so.
Everyone else has like a dozen roses on the bus. Here's the head with a bouquet of ribs.
I think it's great.
Are you hoping for mud butt tonight?
Yeah. Ribs.
Do you want to sweat a lot during sex?
There's no sex. There's no sex after you eat ribs.
That's my
point. Tell me the person who eat ribs and then has sex.
Right. Like, when is the last time you've been to an actual barbecue, not grilling food,
right.
An actual barbecue,
you
and ate
said,
barbecue
you know,
and went, I'm now feeling horny.
You got a pregame, Ted. Then go out. Then we can eat as much as you want. It doesn't matter.
All right, the last one, California Pizza Kitchen. They're doing a $35 dinner for two promo as well.
A pie.
A pie.
With a hole cut out in the middle.
Yeah, like a lot of pizza places, they'll make a heart-shaped crust for no additional cost. And then they'll give you a gift card. Buy one, get one free on the return visit.
Okay.
So, yeah, a lot of stuff going on out there. But I caution you, be careful with the bouquet of ribs.
Get the bouquet of ribs. Do it.
Thank you, Head Chef.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Late night.
Man, oh man, another one of those late nights.
Here we,
you know, like anything, when we go to the men's room house, Miles and I made hot cocoa for everyone. Sang everyone to sleep, as always do. Talked to Mike in. Mike has a harder time going to sleep.
Yep.
Couldn't find your binky. I apologize.
I couldn't go to sleep till 4:30. I was still racing.
That's right. But while you guys were sleeping in your quarters with your little stockings on and everything, we stayed up real late eating the Tide Pods so we could come up with more rhymes and riddles.
You won't believe this, so we walk in today and there is a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
No!
I know, son of a bitch, right?
No!
It says, guys, I've been listening since you were on 100.7 The Buzz. I'm sure you guys hear it all the time, but you really do make people laugh and make our days a little bit easier. So thanks and cheers. Happy effing Valentine's Day. BS holiday. I'm going to get drunk and feed my snakes. At least they'll appreciate it. That from Prison Mike, who sends this one. And also
he's in good spirits. I like
deals
that.
With shame. And it goes Prison something Mike. Like this. Sheepishly shy Shane clubs and rubs his shiny shallow ship, shooting squirting scum. The ship chaperone shakes her shaking, shaming, sandy hands. The way that we play Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
Thanks, Prison Mike. I mean, this is gonna be a lot of slobber on this one.
Okay.
Sheepishly shy Shane clubs and rubs his shiny, shallow ship, shooting, squirting scum. The ship's chaperone shakes her shaking, shaming, sandy hands.
Three times fast.
Sheepishly shy Shane clubs and rubs his shiny, shallow ship, shooting, squirting scum. The ship's chaperone shakes her shaking, shaming, sandy hands.
One.
Sheepishly shy Shane clubs and rubs his shiny, shallow ship, shooting, squirting scum. The ship's chaperone shakes her shaking, shaming, sandy hand.
Two!
Sheepishly shy Shane clubs and rubs his shiny, shallow ship, shooting, squirting scum. The ship's chaperone shakes her shaking, shaming, sandy hand.
Oh! Oh! Scum. Big win in Ted versus the FCC.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
By the way, we're talking about the poppy seeds. And,
yeah, they're terrible.
I guess they do have flavor.
Well, not that. Someone says the poppy seed muffin thing is real. I've never done those drugs, but I had to go back and retake my drug test because of the poppy seed bagel. Someone else says
That's what somebody on drugs would say.
Yeah, I would say that.
I've never done drugs.
This one,
I was at a concert.
Buddy of mine failed a piss test and hair test from a poppy seed muffin. See, again, that's what your friend told you.
Mm-hmm. Mike, don't you like a poppy seed muffin? Isn't that your go-to? Oh, does it have flavor? Them. No, it has no flavor. See, that's exactly right.
Now, where do you get them?
Right, because it has no flavor. Yes, exactly.
But then,
isn't that Stockholm Syndrome?
What, would you want no food or
like,
flavor?
You don't like it, but you just eat them because you...
I mean, we know you eat plain, but why don't you just get a plain muffin?
If they provide
flavor.
But if they provide, the poppy seeds provide no flavor.
It has flavor. It's just faint. So it's best to mix it with something else. So like if you make poppy seed Danish, you mix it with a vanilla pudding.
And you think that is worth the risk of the 47 poppy seeds that will dot your teeth for the next day?
Can we go, serious question here. Can we go to Rite Aid or Walgreens or something and pick up Bartell?
Is there a urinalysis test? It has to be highly sensitive testing. Like if you're pregnant, they test you to make sure that you haven't done any drugs before you have the kid.
What I'm saying is, like if I think my kid's on heroin or something, right? Mm-hmm. Is there a stick that I can buy and tell them to go pee on it or whatever and see if it comes up?
So in other words, it's expensive. I bet.
I don't care how much the damn thing costs. I want you to eat like 2 or 3 poppy seed muffins.
Down.
And see, do it for the week,
and
right?
See if we can get a positive
test. We'll do it for the week.
And then we can get your ass fired because you're a heroin addict.
That's right.
We need to get Costco to sponsor this
rehab.
Thing.
Let me ask you a real question. When you go to the Kettle, what kind of muffin you get?
Well, they don't have any poppy seed muffins at the Kettle. But
his hometown has a place famous for muffins and no poppy seed.
I get the blueberry because it's got just the right amount of cinnamon sugar on it.
So, we'll have you eat like 2 the day before.
Cool.
You know what I mean? And then 2 the day.
Go through the
2
week.
The day
I'm down, man.
Even if it's just like we go Monday through Friday, right? It's a full week. So
do you want me to eat nothing but muffins for the week?
No. You're going to eat a couple a day.
Yeah, okay. Mike, it's a serious challenge. You think you can handle it?
I got this, man.
One in the morning, one at night, you know?
Okay.
And then I will also pee on a stick, and you can see what drugs I do.
We'll say Robin is right. It does have a faint taste. I just have a more refined palate than everybody in this room, so I'm actually able to taste.
Yes, your refined Olive Garden
poppy
palate.
Seed muffins, and it is fantastic.
I like breadsticks.
Walmart.
You got one, Miles?
Here we go.
All right, what do we got? How much?
Let's see here. Home drug test. Walmart.com. We can get these things ordered right to us. So we've got 12-panel urine drug dip test, it's called. This gets 5 stars, so, I mean, you know, it's going to be good. Let's see. When's the date? What do you mean?
Just wondering how long till the test shows.
No, I think
if
this,
I'm going to participate.
I think this is what we should do. We should all pee on the stick, right?
Oh, we got dude. We got this thing.
Let it do whatever it is it's going to do. And then we're going to have Robin, but we will guess who's the suit. So she can say, cool. This one test high for blank, which one? Because we won't know.
Okay.
We'll just do the test. Robin, we'll just have you. We'll identify who's who. You just say the results of what might or might not be in someone's system, and we can all collectively guess to see who we think is responsible for the search.
Oh, this is easy.
Are you it? Come on,
here
Ted.
It is. This
hey, look. I'm fine with it. I'm worried about other people in this room.
I'm gonna be fine.
Worry about me. Who? Worry about me.
We're fine.
Yeah, the drugs we do when we do Ted versus the FCC, that's out of our system in like 2-3 days. That's
they don't speed. Test for
but you don't know when we're doing the test. That's got to be the other rule.
Apparently, Miles likes a little extra sugar on his cereal.
The True Level 12 panel instant urine drug test, multi-drug testing kit, screening dip card provides easy and accurate results. It detects the presence of some of the most commonly abused drugs, such as cocaine, meth, opiates, ecstasy, and more.
Perfect.
And
so,
more.
Okay. So we say 12 panel True Level urine drug test kit. The types of drugs: marijuana, THC, cocaine, opiates, methamphetamine, oxycodone, amphetamine, barbiturates, benzes, methadone, methadone, MDMA, PCP.
Damn.
And oh, this is great. We can find over 99% accurate in detecting specific drugs according to the designated cutoff levels. All right, so we're going to do this.
But does it tell you which drug, or does it just show
no,
up?
No, it does. It, look, man, the whole thing is coded. So basically, whatever
color coded. You know what I mean? It's like when you see the testing kits that the cops have.
For another word,
if you're trying to drop it, if you're trying to drop it for an opiate, okay, you take a drop and you place it on this strip. You have individual ones that you can try. Opiates for sure have their own thing. So you put the drop there, and then if it comes up positive, you know that Mike's on the junk.
Mike's on the poppy seed muffins again.
I'd say
you just tell me when we're going to get this thing started, man. I am so down for this.
See, I don't need any preparation time.
What else can we get?
Okay, it's a problem. Like, no offense.
I don't need to
how
know.
How are we ever going to get Mike to eat 2 muffins a day? Yeah.
Muscle through it.
What other foods besides bagels and muffins have poppy seeds? So could you get like a poppy seed cracker? You can buy McCormick poppy seed just in a little container and sprinkle it on everything, right?
Well, no, let him eat the muffins if he's going to do it.
Yeah, let him eat the muffins. Because normal people just eat muffins. They're not just shoving poppy seeds down their throat.
Hey, look, you said you'd have to eat a lot of poppy seeds for it to come up.
Yeah, but now people are saying.
The whole test is how much.
As drug addicts say. Yeah. Hey, man, I was just eating poppy seed. But the point is this. We could verify if a week's worth of poppy seed muffins, bagels, however you want to do it. If it shows up dirty, then we know.
I'm in.
Because the thing is, we're on the fence about whether or not we believe these people saying, hey, I don't do any drugs. I eat poppy seed blend, right? Because that's what I would say.
There's poppy seed chicken. There's poppy seed cake, poppy seed bars. Oh, you can make all kinds of things with poppy seed.
I'm down.
It's everywhere.
When do you want to get this done?
Huh? We'll do it next week.
You tell
next
me
week?
When. I will run to Costco. All I'll get a bunch, and I will eat it for a week.
Next Monday. Grab yourself... grab yourself some poppy seed, whatever.
2 a day.
And we're going through the week. Yeah,
we're doing 2 a days. Two a day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 2 a days. That's right. We're in training.
Then I'm going to grab that test, and then I'm going to take the HR person around with me, around the office before we do it. And I'm going to say, hey, you know what? John, we need to talk to you for a minute.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
You ever have sex in the church?
No.
No.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah. Well, churches, too, a lot of churches are open all the time. So people go in to pray or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So it just.
Yeah.
There's opportunity.
There is, man. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, someone's done it in that dome over there. We're looking at a church out the window, right? And
I guarantee.
I guarantee it's happening.
I guarantee it's happening.
Both sides.
It might be happening right now. Right. It's got 2 towers.
It had to have.
Every church, I mean. You just hear it so much, man. I mean, you hear it from adults. You hear it from people. And they're like, I was 16. Whatever.
Yep.
Apparently, churches, I guess there's a lot of nooks and crannies you can hide in. And they're always kind of dark and somber. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's confessionals.
You can hide behind, but you do it in a confessional. I feel like that'd be the safest place. Because if the priest is occupied, he's not going to be there.
But he can also slide the thing open if you're beside him. You know what I mean? There's that window.
That's what I mean. You need to go in. You need to be in the inside of it. Right.
Ooh, what if he just thinks you're in there waiting, and he just slides in and opens up and goes, yeah.
But
then it looks like an Italian porn.
But it's not like the movies. Generally, confession, there's certain times.
Right.
So you could go into a confessional booth.
All right.
Priest won't mess. I don't know. Just don't have sex at churches.
I'm a bucket list.
You know what I mean? Like, it feels like a safe rule to stand by.
I don't know.
Just think you're just going to like get struck by lightning when you walk out or something.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I mean, if it's convenient. You're going for convenience.
It depends
right?
on the situation.
That's exactly it.
Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Thomas. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Okay. This was 8 to 10 years ago. It was with my girlfriend at the time. We're at Downtown Disney in a parking lot in my car. She's performing karaoke on me.
You said this
is
a Disney?
Little did I know, Mickey's watchful eye was watching us. So he called the security and came down, and I almost went to jail that night. Luckily, I was given with a warning, and let go. But they told me to stay away from the premises for 48 hours. And I had to go back there because my friend's prom was, and you guessed it, like 48 hours. So I had to make like James Bond when it came to going to her prom that night. And luckily, I didn't get caught then.
Okay, but you did get back in.
Yeah,
okay.
I got back in.
Good, good.
Were you going to Downtown Disney, or was that just the lot you picked?
No, I was actually going to Downtown Disney for my friend's graduation dinner.
So I guess you didn't make the graduation dinner?
Nope.
Okay.
Do you even care?
Part of me says yes, but then
nah. Part of me. Once you said part of me, I understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Like that little bit of good inside of me says, well, you should. I just feel bad that I don't. I don't know. I feel like a Disney parking lot would be a great place for it. I really do. It's the happiest place on earth.
I just assume just cameras anywhere everywhere in Disney.
I know that part. I know.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he's saying. That's why he got caught.
I would send one of the actual characters over. Like, instead of sending actual security. I mean, send security, too, but have, like, Donald Duck scold him for doing it. Or have Mickey show up and just kind of spread his hands. Like, what are you doing?
Goofy starts walking towards the car.
Well, gosh, not what you have to ask you to leave.
His hands up in the air like, come on.
Chipping down. Right.
Again?
Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
We like to give hugs here, just not with our mouths. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
I say I got a good story. I was about 20 years ago. I was in my mid-20s and working at a bar right outside of a restaurant bar right outside of Sun City. You guys know that area down there in Arizona, Sun City, Arizona?
Yeah. I have not been there, but I'm familiar with its existence, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of old folks down there, so that was the majority of the clientele we had inside. And a young girl comes in on a rare occasion and end up, you know, flirting with her as I'm tending bar, hanging out. She stakes around afterwards and wants to hang out, so I cleared out, finished up all my work, went out, started talking to her, hanging out in the booth. We start making out. Everything's going great. She says, hey, can we go outside? And I said, sure. Yeah, no worries. Let's go outside. So we walked outside, and she just takes control and pushes me down into a chair, gets on top of me, and straddles me. And I've never been with a girl like this before, but this girl ended up exploding in a way that I've never felt before, and I thought she was urinating on me.
Good God.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, next thing I know, it was, like I say, first time ever having that done, and I was soaked, completely doused. And now I understand why she wanted to go outside. So, you know,
oh, I God. Jesus, man.
How often do you think of her?
Every time it rains.
That hasn't happened since.
Every time I step in the puddle.
Every morning in the shower. I'm reminded. Went for a swim today, thought of that girl.
Okay.
Wow, man.
Oh, man.
So far, you get my award for... the story that took a turn I did not see coming.
This is a fun question.
I think the most redneck was like outside.
What?
What?
Like it may have been like on a mountain that had been logged. So there was a giant stump.
You had sex on a stump?
Yeah.
You had stump sex. Yeah. I dig it, man. Seems convenient. I want to
stand with you. Yeah. Stump sex.
Standing?
I was.
God, the visual of my head is
were you looking
awful.
Out over the mountain?
Taking in the view.
Did you find the stump and think this would be a good idea to have sex?
It was just I was approached with an opportunity, so I was like, yeah.
How about that stump over there?
Yeah, and they were like, I didn't really think we were gonna like I was gonna be using a stump. Was it? Yeah. I was like, well,
fight through it.
I love, you got the city boy out of the country. Anything can happen now.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Robin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast an unidentified man from, well, from somewhere. But his story takes place in Stafford County, Virginia. I have no idea what part of Virginia that is. That's the info I've got. But he was standing outside of a Target at the Stafford Marketplace, which would not normally generate any interest at all. But the man was wearing a full Ku Klux Klan uniform, hood, robe, the works. Now, he wasn't really doing anything, but understandably, his presence, it made some folks uncomfortable, and the police were called. Now, when the cops confronted him, they explained, and I did not know this, in the state of Virginia, law prohibits wearing masks with the intent to conceal identity in public. In other words, pull the hood off or be on your way. You cannot be out in public intentionally concealing your identity.
Okay.
So even though it's a Klan guy, and I'm sure they're a little sour on that, but inevitably, the way to get to him, it's like, come on, man, you can't wear the hood. Well, the man complied. He didn't put up a big fuss, and they pulled his hood off. The Stafford County Sheriff's deputies, they were shocked to discover that the guy under the Klan hood with the Klan robe, it's a black dude. As you might imagine, there was an awkward moment, a little bit of a pause where the cops looked at each other, looked at the brothers standing here in the full Klan uniform. But then the man explained that he was conducting, and I call it, quote, a social experiment.
Mm-hmm.
He had not broken any crimes, and according to the cops, he just left. There's no confrontation, nothing. They went up, said, hey, man, like, and there's pictures of it out there. So you see a guy standing next to a Target, and it looks like an average Klan guy because he's got all the Klan garbage on, but they said, man, you can't wear a mask. Not in the state. Pull it off. Bang presto. Like,
where did he get a Klan outfit?
You probably ordered it online.
Okay.
Look, I mean,
like you've never looked up a Klan outfit.
Right, exactly.
Your closet, Miles.
All right, let's see.
Go ahead. Okay. Put on a Klan outfit. It's not hard. It's not the most sophisticated costume in the world.
Okay, shopping here.
Shopping.
Hopefully right, I won't get a phone call from somebody later. Oh, yeah, there you go. Men, tunic, hooded, robe, cloak, knight, fancy, cool, cosplay, costume.
Is that cosplay? That is not cosplay. I dress like a unicorn.
Oh,
I'm
God.
From the Klan.
It's kind of hard to buy
me.
That.
Don't, this is not a cosplay costume.
Not use that for cosplay. Uh-huh. Do not wear that to the convention. Hmm. How much does it run if you're going to get a Klan outfit?
You can't really buy one. You can buy...
But you're on shopping.
What's that? Well, that's where I wanted to buy it. Yeah, I mean, I want to see if I can buy
it one. It doesn't say the price.
Well, I mean, here's one, but it's not... I guess it is. It's more like... This looks more like a Star Wars robe.
But here's the thing. Once you put the pointy hood on, you can be wearing a Snuggie, bro, it turns a corner. How much would that cost me?
$24.
That's it?
Yeah, you can get them in all kinds of colors.
All right, so let's say
the
brother drop
higher quality.
$50, right?
Ooh, you could be a Jawa. Very cool.
Yeah, so yeah, it was a black guy. He had not committed any crimes, said he's doing a social experiment, and I guess the way they explain it is just kind of this awkward, like, I'll be on my way then. Mm-hmm. So like, okay. Yeah, so
I wish they had a picture of him without the
hood.
Yeah.
He may have requested they don't. I don't know. And by the way, it's social experiment. Is that just code for I'm going to do something to upset other people just to see how it feels to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime you hear social experiment, like you're hitting people with water balloons like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, try that. Next time the cops pull up on you, like, you guys throwing snowballs at cars, tell them, hey, no. We know how it sounds. We're just doing a social experiment. That's all it is.
Yeah, right. He's just sitting there to get everybody all riled up.
Of course.
Which clearly for his own enjoyment because...
It had to be.
Right, exactly.
Listen, I'm a black dude. And I'm telling you right now, that's kind of funny to me because I'd be upset until dude lift his hood and be like, all right, funny brother.
Also seems dangerous.
Seems exceptionally dangerous, Ted. I don't know that I did it once in a controlled environment, dressed as a guy from the Klan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a very awkward conversation though, like a week later at a party at that place. With a very large security guard.
Yeah, you did. I didn't.
It was right. It was not apprised of the actual unveiling of you.
Oh. Well, that's what made it social experiment. He didn't know it was me under there.
I forgot you did that.
Yeah.
He did not. And yeah, I heard an earful.
Okay.
To the point, you know me. Like, brother, it was not me. I'm telling you, he's black. Yeah. I think it was a terrible, terrible idea, too.
Oh, yeah. Aren't you being all agreeable with him?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, something, man, you should be glad you weren't there. There's a guy in a Klan robe. Yeah, I heard about him. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
down the hola bichola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.